Muchas gracias, señor vicepresidente.
Thank you, Vice President. The delegation of Costa Rica wishes to greet the delegation of St. Lucia and thanks it for its national report. We acknowledge the economic and institutional constraints faced by the country when it comes to complying with a number of its international obligations and welcome the constructive spirit that the country approached this UPR with, as well as the way in which it overcame local challenges. My delegation is concerned by the scant representation of women in decision-making posts in policy making elsewhere, and we believe that there is a need to strengthen this area as well as the institutional framework for human rights. It is clear that St. Lucia could benefit from technical assistance to bring about more universal enjoyment of human rights, and we therefore call for more systematic interaction with the human rights system, which could be achieved through the signature and ratification of instruments to which it is not yet a party. My delegation has the following questions. How do you believe that climate change will impact your country, and what measures have you taken to mitigate the effect that this might have on the enjoyment of human rights of your citizens? Our recommendations are as follows. 1. Ratify the Convention Against Torture and its optional protocol. 2. Take legislative measures to ensure that minors under the age of 18 cannot be sentenced to death. And 3. Take steps to prohibit corporal punishment in schools. 4. Consider the rights of the child in climate change strategies. I think.